People have so many different hacks for getting a good night's sleep, and it's not to say that those don't work, but I really think you cannot discount the power of just good quality sheets and how much that can transform your sleep. I told you guys about these before, but as far as I'm concerned, Boll & Branch are the best sheets on the market. And I think for me, the thing that makes them so good is that they're really soft and luxurious while also being breathable. So they kind of work in all weather. And their signature sheets are their best seller. They come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King. I have them in the color stone. I have them in the color mineral. I have the waffle blanket. I have so many things from this company. Everything is just quality. And their sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins. Also, they said this, but I didn't really get it until I started using the sheets. They do get softer with every wash, and you'll see that. I've gotten these as gifts for so many people, and every single person has been a repeat customer. And there's a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code CBC at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code CBC. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, I'm Emma.
And I'm Julie.
And we're the girls behind Comments by Celebs. And as you know, we've teamed up with Betches to bring you guys a Comments by Celebs podcast. And today is a very exciting day.
We are so excited. We have the beautiful Lisa Rinna with us here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi girls.
This
I'm
is so
honored.
Fun.
Oh, we're honored.
Honored. Thank you, Lisa.
This is, if you follow the page, you know that Lisa is featured quite frequently for her.
Not enough, though.
We're working on
never enough.
For just being so funny and so blunt, and we are so happy to have you here. So thank you.
My pleasure.
So as you guys know, you know, since we have Lisa here, we kind of want her to be more of the co-host. So we just want to get,
Yes.
Wow.
It's not necessarily an interview. More of getting your take on everything we're talking about.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I like that. Good. Yeah. Good.
Something that we were saying is we talk about these people like we know them, but you like
actually know them. I probably know more than I even know that I know.
Right.
Do you know? Like, I know everybody.
Definitely.
Between
me, everyone.
Harry, as old as we are and as long as we've been in the business, we pretty much know everybody.
Yeah.
Almost.
So true.
So.
Right. And we don't. So.
Okay. So any dirt I can come up with, I will.
Here we go.
We love that.
We love it. Okay. So first we're going to go through some of the major news stories before we get into anything Instagram.
Okay.
So first news story we have to talk about is Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra getting engaged.
I know. How about that? How do we feel about it?
Neither party's confirmed, right?
Right. We don't have an official confirmation.
I think he's just cute, and I think she's just gorgeous. So
stunning.
I root for them. I just feel like it's a little quick.
Well, apparently that's become a trend.
I know.
You don't like it?
Well, no. I mean, it took me 5 years. Yeah. I was engaged. Well, I was together for 5 years before we got married. Maybe engaged for, you know, three.
Mm-hmm.
So we took our time. So I'm a little nervous about that 1 month, 2 month engagement. Doesn't work. Not going to happen. Marriages won't work.
Right.
I mean, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but.
No, that's fine.
Kids, you need more time. Take your time. Live together a little while. See what that other person's like. See if they bug the shit out of you, because they're going to.
Right.
And you better be really into them.
Right.
Or you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
I think what it is that Joe's engaged. Kevin obviously has this incredible family life. I think that Nick's just jumping into it because that's what he wants.
You think?
I think that's got to be a large part of it.
Well, and I understand it. I mean, those boys have been in the business for so long.
Right.
They're really like 50 years old in this world. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, we talk about that a lot.
They've had so much life. It's like they're 50, but they're not. So I understand why you would be, you know, wanting to start that part of your life.
Absolutely.
Totally. And I think something that we talked about with Kelly is that, you know, Nick Jonas is not your average 25-year-old.
Exactly. That's what I mean. He's been around a long, long time in this business, and he's probably ready to settle down. And my God, she's one of the most gorgeous women in the world. She seems really funny and cute. I'd probably jump on that, too.
I know. Doesn't she seem like a class act?
She does.
Right? Yeah, I think
she
so,
really,
too.
I mean, I don't know her. I've met Nick. Nick was on a flight. Where were we coming back from? Maybe London or somewhere. I don't know where we were, but he was in the back of the plane and we were all just so dang excited. And we kept walking. I was with my daughters walking back.
I'm sure they were so excited.
I know, just passing, you know, to go to the bathroom and just see Nick there. I mean, he's cuter than cute.
Yeah.
He's very
right.
Yeah, totally.
We're all kind of obsessed with Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I think as a country.
Right?
Yeah. I think he went from that little pop star to like a man.
I mean, even us moms, you know, yeah. Which is creepy and weird, but
totally fine. Know,
right? Like total cougars with Nick Jonas.
I mean, hey.
Listen, no one's judging here.
Right?
Like, it's a safe space.
Cougarville.
We get it. Also, Karlie Kloss getting engaged. Not that that's a story. They were dating for a while, but finally.
Just a lot of engagements.
Just a lot of engagements. And that ring, did you see it?
I did.
Oh my God.
It's pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Gorgeous. But he's like a kajillionaire.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, he should get her a ring like that.
Yeah.
Those boys are billionaires with a B. Let's not forget that.
I know.
B.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, that B.
I would become Jewish. I would do anything. Yeah. Are you kidding? Whatever you need, hon, I'll do. You got a B in front of that alien? I'll do anything.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're so right.
Just before you got here, did we post it or we didn't even post it? Diane von Furstenberg Instagrammed a picture of her on her yacht with Karlie, and Andy Cohen commented like, you do the 1 week that I'm not here or something. And we were thinking like,
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
They live that next level life.
Yeah.
That's the next level.
Right. There's like wealth and then there's like wealth.
Billionaire next level.
Yeah.
With the B.
Right.
With the B.
That B just changes
everything. That B that gets your heart going.
Everything.
Totally. Next story that we want to talk about a little bit more on a somber note is Demi Lovato, which obviously so sad.
I know.
Just for anyone, just to clarify, she was rushed to the hospital on an apparent overdose. There was skepticism that it was heroin. Her camp denied that. There isn't clarification as to what the drug was. But we do know is that she's still in the hospital and she's apparently suffering
high fevers. Not doing great.
Well, yeah. All we can do is send that girl love.
So much.
And totally. Support and love. And, you know, that's a disease. We all know it.
Oh, my God. Of course.
We all have family members that have suffered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is really a disease. And we just hope for the very best that she can come through this. Which I believe she will.
I think so, too.
I think so, also. And something that Julie and I were saying is, you know, she has been so vulnerable and so open about her struggle, which I think is just, it's really admirable. And I think it probably gives courage to a lot of people.
Well, so many people suffer, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's a huge, I don't know if you call it an epidemic in this country, but
yeah,
I think you do.
I think you would.
So I applaud her for being so open and, you know, so brave. We are all human. And we all fall. And now it's just about her being able to have the love and support around her and the help she needs, you know? I mean, we cannot be perfect. We cannot do it all the time. So.
It's such a different time also. Like, do you remember like years ago, like every celebrity was being treated for exhaustion. Like no one came out and said what it was.
True.
It's so nice
exhaustion,
to see the honesty.
Anxiety, whatever it is. Like, I mean, they're all human.
Right.
Everybody's going through something. And, you know, it's too bad that we don't feel like we can be open enough about it and share, because when you do, you help so many people.
Totally.
So many people she's helping by just, you know, showing what she's already shown.
Completely. Yeah. And I think, you know, another thing that Wilmer Valderrama, her ex, he's been spotted a lot at the hospital and apparently he's really been by her side. And you're saying it's, you know, in times like this, it really brings out people's true colors.
It sure does.
And
well, maybe this is the light at the end of the tunnel. Like maybe this is him being there for you. You only know. You can only guess, but who knows?
I hope that she'll be okay.
Us too.
Yeah, so do we. Moving on.
That was really somber. I know. It's so sad.
I know.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
But we had to send our love and support her way.
Love and support everybody.
And everyone's
praying. And prayers.
Totally.
You know?
Completely.
Totally. She's strong. She's really strong. So Lindsay Lohan, it was just announced. Did you hear about this?
No.
She has
Oh my God, you're going to love this.
Oh my God, you're going to die. So she has a new reality show with MTV.
Of course she does.
About her life in Mykonos.
Stop.
Yes, and her new club. And
I'm already watching. I already have it on.
You're addicted.
I'm already addicted. It's on DVR'd now. Yep. Are you kidding?
Genius.
Oh, right? You know, I want to see Lindsay Lohan on top again. I want to see her. She was one of the most talented actresses when she first came about. I mean, we were like the next Elizabeth Taylor, like true talent.
I agree.
True talent. So to see somebody go through what she's gone through, I want to see her on top again and be like the biggest star in the world. I would love that, wouldn't you?
Oh my God, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
There has never been a movie that Lindsay Lohan has done that I haven't absolutely died for.
Come on. Don't we all root for Lindsay Lohan in the end?
Always. Oh, totally.
We do.
We do.
Everyone's shaking their head here. We do.
Everyone but Paris Hilton, as we know.
As we know.
What is that beef about, I wonder? I'm curious myself.
It goes back so far.
I wonder what that's about.
I have to say, I think Lindsay Lohan's completely over, and I think Paris just keeps rehashing it.
I love me some Paris, though.
Oh my God.
She's one of my favorites.
She's great.
Like, I love Paris Hilton.
Listen, classic. none of us are shying away from the drama.
So I'm not sure. Like, if I had to choose sides, which I don't want to.
We could remain Switzerland here, but you want to go to Paris?
I love my girl Paris. Yeah. I do. I think I just love her. So
I agree.
I mean, I want Lindsay to get back on top, but you know, I try not
Paris
to.
Paris is already there.
Yeah, I know. Everyone can have it, by the way.
You're right.
There's enough to go around. Mm-hmm. And that's something all these girls need to know.
Totally.
There's a little too much out there in this world of mine. You can't have it. It's mine. And that is what I'd like to stop. I see way too much of it with those young girls. Come on. There's plenty to go around.
Plenty.
You do not need to be jealous of each other. These girls need to learn women supporting women right out of the gate. And if
that's
I could
what we're all about.
Get them in a room and sit those girls right down, I'd have a whole like hour-long chit-chat with them. Can you imagine?
I would love it. Let's make that happen.
I want an hour-long chit-chat about women supporting women, and let's not backstab right out of the gate. At least wait till you're 45, 50,
right,
and you go on a reality show about housewives.
There
you can use your backstabbing skills.
Right.
But let's start out real clean, shall we?
We shall.
And real supportive.
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's make that happen, girls.
I'll talk to Andy Cohen after this.
We'll do a Lisa Rinna summit.
Yes.
Oh,
my. That's like a master class.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I would pay for that
master class in what? Rinna-isms? I don't know.
Oh, yes. My God.
I'm already there.
Okay.
Really?
I'm
work
signed
on
up.
That.
Before we move on to the Instagram section, not that this is news, I just want to acknowledge it. The No Brainer music video dropping. Did you see it?
No.
So it's DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Chance.
How did I miss
Quavo,
that? Was I sleeping?
Assad.
Oh, was
like
I sleeping?
Must have been because like, it is... It's good.
Is it good?
Oh, it's like God. Justin Bieber in his prime.
Oh, I live for that.
Dancing.
I live for that because, you know, when I did a little show called Sing Your Face Off, I had to become Justin Bieber. I don't know if you girls know this, but
I
had to learn about being Justin Bieber. So it was back in the day.
Right.
So I live for him.
Oh my God.
I became
us
him
too.
For a second. Can
That's
you imagine?
Crazy.
Yeah. You'll look that up on YouTube
right
now.
Yeah, we definitely
Lisa
will.
Lisa Rinna, Sing Your Face Off, playing Justin Bieber. Enough said. Oh, anyway, let's go back to, was he dancing full out?
Like full out.
Like, was he doing the heart at all? No.
Not like,
okay.
It's not like old Bieber dancing. It's like new hot Bieber dancing.
I live for that.
It's like fiance
God.
Engaged Bieber dancing.
Yeah, it's a mature, you can see
you
him
know,
as
I
a
root
dad
for him.
Soon.
I see him in spin class from time to time. And this
Has
is what
I just decided to start working out. How weird.
And here's my favorite thing. You know, you see lots of celebrities in spin class in Los Angeles because that's just what happens, right? So I run into a lot of different ones. I see Jay and Bay, and I mean,
my heart just dropped.
I wish
oh
you guys
God.
Could see our jaws right now.
Seriously, it's big. But I was out in the waiting room. What do you call it? A waiting room? What do you call it?
It's lobby.
SoulCycle. In the lobby.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Bieber comes out, and he does this every time he sees me. All I get is like a little, it's not even a half nod. It's like a quarter nod of like, I know, but I don't know, but I'm not sure, but I get a little nod.
Right.
And it's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. I don't get eye contact. I just get a little like that. I wish you could see it, but it's
I
like
know,
a
I wish they
half
could
nod.
See.
It's my favorite thing.
I would do anything for
I would
one
do
of
anything
those.
For that little half
just
nod.
Just a little, it's a pinky finger half, it's not even a half nod. It's like a, it's almost like a twitch. But I know
but
that
you
I'm
know
getting
that there's
it.
Some sentiment behind it.
I am getting something.
There's
so.
Some form of acknowledgement, and what more could you want? I mean,
I do live for that. Even though I kind of circle that world, I still live for it. I'm still immortal. I still am one of them.
Are you?
I'm one of you, one of us.
Are you?
I'm one of us. I am.
No. On a serious note, honestly, that is what, when we get a lot of follower DMs, not only about guests that we're going to have, just about people that we feature. And the comment that we get about you the most is that people really admire how relatable you are and how real you are. And that, like you just said, you're kind of in both worlds. Because yes, you operate in that world. But at the same time, you're the first one to own your shit and to be.
And I'm a fan. I mean, I am. Yeah. I will be the first one to say, oh my God, I so geeked out. Like, I can't even stand being in class when I've got Jay-Z and Beyonce behind me. How do you not turn around and look?
How do you focus?
How do you not stare? How? It's impossible.
Totally.
Impossible.
I mean, you know me and Beyonce.
Oh, forget
That's
about
my,
it.
I'm going Thursday. I'm so excited.
It's so good. I mean, I saw her at Coachella.
Oh my God.
I was
that
really
was
far
how
away.
How crazy was that?
It's crazy. I mean,
the amount of work that went into that Coachella
set. That woman works her ass off. Harder than, I mean, they all work hard, but.
But she's another
you
level.
You see it. It's another
she's
level.
She's taking over Vogue for the September
issue. I can't wait. I read this morning.
Oh my God.
I can't wait. I mean, we all love, who doesn't love Beyonce?
I don't know. No one I know.
No one I trust or know or care about.
If you don't, there's problems with you.
Right. There are greater problems. Right.
I couldn't agree more.
Shall we move on to our Instagram section, ladies?
I would love to. Okay. I love how you're so soft and gentle the way you speak. I almost feel like it's a Saturday Night Live skit that we're doing because you guys are kind of unreal, but it's magical at the same time. And I'm kind of going into that myself as I speak. Am I not? I'm not my normal loud, obnoxious Lisa Ren. I'm sure I'm obnoxious, but I'm not as loud as I normally am. So thank you. No, I like it.
Oh, thank you.
I like this new Lisa Rinna happening here.
Look at us.
We love all the Lisa Rinnas. I love it.
Big things happening here.
So we go into the award ceremony, right, where we do our funniest comment of the week, our best clapback of the week, all of those things. But before we do that, we do a little Instagram section where we highlight just any of the great Instagrams of the week. And the one that we wanted to focus on this week was, it was Lori Loughlin's 54th birthday.
Yes.
And John Stamos Instagrams. And he writes, "Been the Jesse to your Rebecca for 30 years, 30 more than that's it. I don't for one second take for granted your talent, your heart, and most importantly, our friendship. Happy birthday, Lori." She then responds, "It's been a great 30. I'm so glad we've been on this journey together. I love you, buddy."
I love them. They make my heart warm.
They're super cute. I know both of them. I know Lori better than I know John, but they could not be cuter, and that's who they are.
Right.
Like, exactly. Like, that's not... That's for
real. Are your daughters, do they run in similar circles or do they know each other?
They know they're yes.
Yeah, Lori's daughters,
of course.
Yes. Yeah,
of course.
I thought so, yeah.
You know, Delilah and Lori and myself and Bella did a play group when they were 6 months
How
old.
How funny is that?
Up until they were a couple years old. So they've literally grown up together. So yes.
How funny is that?
All the girls know each other. And those girls, I love those girls.
Love they seem like just sweet
Olivia
girls.
And Bella. Sweet, sweet, sweet. They've done a beautiful job raising those girls.
And carbon copies of Lori. I mean,
so cute.
Right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Lori's good. I mean, let's talk about Lori being 54. She looks, oh my God.
Lori is one of those freaks of nature.
Yeah.
She just is.
As is John Stamos.
Exactly. And they look just like that in person, by the way.
Oh my God. As are you and Harry. I'm not like, yeah, I'm not just saying that because you're here, honestly, really.
Well, thanks.
it's true.
Well, thanks.
We just wanted to highlight that because
that's cute.
It's heartwarming.
It makes me happy, and that's what we're here for.
Same.
That's right. In the end, we just all want to be happy, don't we?
Yes.
And we're trying to add some positivity to this world, aren't we?
Yes.
In the things we discuss.
People tell us that all the time that we do that. So
right?
We're happy to.
I'm glad you continue to do it, especially with five planets being in retrograde right now. Did you know that?
Did I know that?
Like, how hard is it right now?
Wait, what sign are you?
Cancer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're super compatible. We're on this kick.
You have to explain
because I don't know it as well.
Okay. Backstory quickly. My family's very into astrology. So I'm a Libra with a Cancer moon and a Sag rising. And Julie was at my house last week and we decided, like, let's look up your charts. Let's see our compatibility.
We're sorry for everyone we already told the story to.
I know.
We just had
I have
to retell
to tell
it.
So she's a Scorpio with a Cancer moon and a Libra rising.
Perfect.
Which is perfect.
Perfect combo.
So you being a Cancer.
And my husband's a Scorpio.
Oh my God.
That's the best combo you can have in a love relationship, I'm told.
Yeah.
Cancer Scorpio. Cancers.
If there are any cancer out there, cancer men, oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would work.
Not in this lifetime. Maybe next.
Okay, so now moving on to our award ceremony, which we finally got some music for.
Thank you, sound guys. We love you.
Wow.
There are two for funniest of the week. The first one, I'm sure you saw the video of Andy Cohen on stage with Britney.
Hilarious,
right? So for anyone who didn't see it, basically Andy was at Britney's concert. She brought him on stage. It was very funny. He was kind of being on a leash with her backup dancers. Anyway, when she announced him, she was like, "And give it up for him," not saying him by name, which then the world of Twitter, you know, said that she was Mariah carrying him, referring to the famous incident when Mariah Carey was asked about J-Lo and she was like, "Who?"
I love when we throw it back.
It's
so amazing. Because I know so many people forgot about that and they're listening and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I know. I love that too.
I love that.
Anyway, so Chrissy Teigen commented on how funny it was, which we then posted. But then on our picture, Jamie Lynn Spears commented and
love.
She was like,
I saw.
Right.
that's my girl.
That's our girl.
Of course I saw.
She's like, "Looks like I need to have a Bravo binge with someone. We love you, Andy Cohen." He then responds, "Oh my God, I love you back. I love being your sister's bitch."
So good.
So good.
Can't write this shit.
You cannot make it up. We always say that. You just can't.
It's
even if you wanted to, you can't make it up. You can't write
delicious.
It.
Delicious. It is delicious.
That's a good word.
You guys got onto something real good.
Thank you.
You did. I mean, we all love to do it. We all love to watch it. And now you make it just so fun to see because you have a whole section. I mean, you have a whole Instagram for it.
Thank you. It's fun.
And look at how many followers you have. Look at how fast it's grown.
It's so going crazy. Fast. We started in April 2017 and we just hit 600.
Of course you did. I mean, and that is all just word of mouth.
Right.
I mean, really, people are just like, celebrities love it. I was just with Cindy Crawford. I'm going to name drop for a second. I was with Cindy Crawford and we were talking about it and you and Gary, and then somehow it made her follow you and Gary, and I mean, like, oh, the whole God. thing. That's, it's so crazy,
unbelievable.
Anyway,
we will freak out about that later, Emma.
Crazy. She might be following Gary, not you.
That's no, okay.
Anyway, listen, she'll move to you.
Thank you.
But I think it's Gary. I think she went to follow Gary.
Listen, I would have followed but Gary, you know, before us also, to be honest.
Okay, I don't want to go out of school because she might be like, I don't follow.
No, she commented on our picture, actually, of the one where we did of Rita Wilson.
Okay, well, there you go.
And we were like, oh, she's looking.
Oh, she's looking. So now she'll follow.
Lisa's oh, my God. Lisa, you're
follow.
Our girl.
She'll follow soon.
You thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And second one.
I had nothing to do with it.
This is not just because you're here. We would say this even if you weren't.
Swear.
I swear.
I swear.
Swear.
I swear my whole
you're
life.
You're not kissing my ass at
not
all?
At okay, at good. All. Our second funniest no comment need. Of the week is we basically posted a roundup, which is where we do, you know, 10 pictures and Lisa comments. I don't find these funny when I'm not in them.
And then you commented on another one and you were like, I found this one funny even though I wasn't in it.
Yeah, true. Like, not mincing my words. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, I really like them more when I'm there.
Listen, we like them more when you're in them, too. I know, so we don't blame you.
You just can't. It can't all be about me. I do understand that. I do.
It's hard, though, right?
I know. And some of the people, I got to be honest, I don't know a lot of the people that you're talking about.
Right.
How do I get on that bandwagon where I do? Is it just because it's like my girl's age range? Are we skewing younger? Because I'll be like, who the fuck are they talking about?
Right.
And who are these two fuckers talking? I don't know. Why don't I know?
It's so funny.
And then I don't want to like get real with it. So I just skip by quickly. But I'm like, I should know these people. And I don't. What's wrong with me?
First of all, there's nothing wrong with you at all. But as Kelly said, it's a good learning opportunity because then you find out a bit these people you didn't even know you should be following.
Oh, she's so perfect. I want to like pull out her hair that she said that. Seriously.
Oh, she's perfect.
Kelly, you're so perfect.
I know. We sing her praises.
She is I know. I so can't. I can't perfect. Sing her praises enough.
She I is. Mean, I don't want to know these people.
Like you don't. Yeah, exactly.
I know enough people. I don't want to know anymore. So I just, right. I'll just, sometimes I'll skim by quickly because I don't know who Jay Rorscharf is or something. Like, I don't know.
You are a very loyal liker though.
Yeah, oh my God, I always like because I just like you guys.
Oh, thank you.
It's good. So even you. If I don't know them, there'll be a Chrissy Teigen in there and it'll save it. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And when you do the Chrissy Teigen Sunday Roundup, it is everything.
I love it. That's my favorite
everything.
Thing too.
It is.
The Chrissy Teigen Roundup, like she has a whole life on social media. It's a whole career and a whole life.
And it's amazing.
It's
what
amazing.
Would we do? What would we do without it?
What would we do if we only knew Chrissy Teigen as a model?
I got scared just thinking about
it. I was like my worst nightmare.
Didn't you just like panic?
Yeah. Yes.
Like fully panicked.
Because the truth is, modeling is so flipping boring. Like just the whole idea of being a model, it's just boring. Like there's nothing else.
And I think
else.
That if she was here, she would agree with that
right?
statement fully.
I mean, not that it's boring. They work long hours. But other than that, boring.
Right.
Like, I would not know anything about Chrissy Teigen
right.
if we didn't follow her.
I mean, and there's, it's not even like she's just a normal person who models and she's a person. Like, she has such a personality behind who she is that it's like, it would be such a shame if we didn't get to see that.
It would be a shame on every single level.
Totally. I agree.
Because she's pretty and we love to look at her, but we really love to hear her, like more than anything in the world. She's so messy and it's my favorite thing in the world. Like messy Chrissy Teigen is one of the best things on the planet.
It's messy in the most perfect way.
Yeah, let me get an amen for that one.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
The most perfect way, by the way.
Yeah.
Most perfect.
Most perfect. I want to make sure we'll do one clapback and then I think we'll get into our game section because we want to make sure we really have enough time to do that with you.
Okay.
Does that work?
Let's do it.
Okay. I want to highlight our favorite clapback just because I think that you would have an interesting take on it.
Okay.
So basically, you know, Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules posted this picture of Khloe at the charity poker event. I think it was. And
Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian. Okay. And someone was, we always think around like a first
right, name.
Like
Khloe?
Yeah. I have to just make sure.
Yeah, no, yeah, of
no,
course.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
You're not as crazy as us.
Someone comments.
I am, but thanks.
Someone comments, "Who's watching her baby?" She then responds, "Her dad." But thanks for being.
Oh,
so
Oh, this whole thing. Come on,
this whole mom.
It's ridiculous.
Thing.
Are you kidding me? Like I, are you kidding me? You can't go out. By the way, that celebrity poker game was thrown by Shelley Azoff to support what? I forget. A big, huge charity. The Kardashians, I believe Khloe got married at Shelly Azoff's house. Like, you go out and you support your friends. FYI.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you've just had a baby or not. You just do it.
You just do it.
I mean, and it's a charity event.
I mean, for please.
But forgetting about any
crazy.
Of that. So do we think the Kardashians just can't afford to have a full house of help? Plus they have a million siblings. Like, what do they think?
Like, the baby's alone? Literally just alone on a changing table.
I mean,
this is
probably
ridiculous.
The most supervised baby in the history of babies. Like, what is people's... I
don't know. People, you know, here's the thing. People... What did Andy Cohen said something to me really funny, and I'm never going to say it right, but something, people are, they're dying to be offended, or they're, I'm not saying it the right way, but people are
look for things to be offended
desperate
by.
To be yes. offended uh-huh. by, basically. I mean, we're looking at this point. So you know what? You can't win. So just do your thing. Who gives a shit? I love the clapback though.
Yeah.
Clapbacks are great.
So, and we've been seeing a trend like... Jonathan Van Ness this week, Kate Beckinsale.
Clapbacks are the best thing
ever.
Amazing.
I know. And they always make headlines, which is great.
And I think what's so amazing about them is, like, you know, a while ago, when we didn't have Instagram, celebrities, like, in order to fight back at, like, these people, it was through a publicist, and they had to release a statement. Now you just go on, they sit on their phone, and it's like, my baby's at home with their dad, leave me alone. It's so easy now.
It's so nice to clap back.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
I know.
Do you have your own experience? I'm sure you do, with the mom shaming thing. I'm sure.
Oh, please. Ever since they popped out,
right.
You know, you just do. And you shame yourself, by the way, enough. So thank you very much for anybody else that right. wants to shame you.
Well, that's one of the things Khloe said. They were like, somebody asked her, was like, what's the hardest part about being a mom? And she was like, the mom guilt. Like, that she puts on herself, aside from what other people
we
are putting out
put
there.
We put a huge amount of guilt on ourselves because there's some weird, like, rule book in this society that you're supposed to follow being a mother. And by the way, there is no rule book. And
right.
you do the very best you can. And we're the hardest on ourselves. So it was probably a woman who said that
sure.
to her anyway. And shame on her. Because come on. We're doing our best. So I hate that whole thing. We've all had so much guilt. I have guilt about every single second of my life right. with my children.
I mean,
you
have
come on.
Such incredible daughters. You clearly did something very right.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they'll probably be in therapy for the rest of their lives.
That's
but
awesome.
I mean, we all are. So
exactly.
You know, I mean, your parents fuck you up. They do.
Yeah, totally.
Period. 100%. End of story. There's nothing that you can, I mean, that's just what happens. So you do the best with trying not to fuck them up. And you love them, and
yep.
you listen to them, and you love them some more. That's all you can do. And Khloe told that woman to fuck off.
Totally. And whoever that woman is clearly needs to attend Lisa's class. That we
yes.
I'm going to have my, yeah, what are we going to call it? We're going to come up.
The Rinna Summit.
The Rinna Summit. I like that.
That yeah. seems very important.
As I said, we're going to get Andy.
We have guest stars come.
Oh, yes.
And speak.
We are down for this. Just like, yeah.
I love this.
Can we charge money?
Yeah.
Of course we can.
Makeup by Mario.
Can we charge money?
I know. What kind of question is that?
Be weird if we get money at the same time. Okay.
I love
a creative meeting on.
Listen, we're trying to get that hard B in the billions.
On a show.
So.
That's right, man.
Exactly. Oh, yes. We can even promote it on QVC.
Oh, my goodness.
So true.
Go home with your own duster.
Wow.
Oh, the duster.
And a cargo pant.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you the funniest story about the duster. One of my closest friends. Her mom, obsessed with you. She's Ruth. She's going to be so excited I'm talking
Ruth.
About this. She had her duster, put on the most dramatic video of her walking down the street with it.
And I posted it. I saw it. And I don't even... Oh, you know what? I was going through my replies.
I feel like we're so connected.
God, listen to this. I didn't know. This is how slow I am. I didn't know on Instagram. You know where it says 99 plus, your replies?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could click on that and see your replies. Till I one day clicked on it and saw that video. That's the
so
first thing that came
funny.
Up. I had never clicked on it and never read any of those. And I kept seeing Teddy Mellencamp like go, you DM'd me and here's this or here's that. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about?
Oh my God, that is so
and
is
I didn't
funny.
Ask my kids. I just like lived in my own Instagram bubble. So one day I go, I should click on that. Click on it. That video comes up of that girl in the duster, that woman like walking in her duster.
Shredding it. It's so funny.
And I got it pulled. I didn't even know how to pull it. And I had to like ask my assistant, like, how do I get this so I can post it?
Right.
Long story short, I did. And that is so funny. She was like dancing in her duster. It was like floating. It was an amazing moment. You should have seen the
freak out after. She, like, we're all FaceTiming with her and we're freaking out. We're like, you're on Lisa's story. You're on Lisa's story.
But imagine.
Meanwhile, we're sitting here together now. Like, it just all comes so full circle.
I'm telling you, I've been saying to Julie for a while now, and I really believe it. We are in this universal pull right now. Like, I really believe in the power of manifestation and all of those things. So we manifested you here. I mean, you did. What are the chances?
You manifested me here 100%.
I mean, 100%. You ran into our best friend yesterday.
In Balducci's.
How funny.
How weird is that? I was starving and I just didn't want to go sit anywhere for long. You know, I needed like a quick moment. And I was like, where am I going to go? I'm walking uptown. I have to go back down to do my nails. Whole thing. I went to my nail salon I like to go to.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry, I spilled my water.
We're fine.
They can't take me. I'm like, I got to get my nails done. They're nasty. So anyway, run up to Balducci's, I find some food, and then they have a whole like counter where you sit, and there's this big huge window. It's like being in the zoo, and I'm literally sitting in this window, and people are walking by, and they're like starting to see that I guess it's me. I don't even think of that. And then all of a sudden your friend walks by and like does a double take, and I was like, oh right, I'm sitting in a window and I'm eating. It's almost like the zoo. How weird. Whatever. And then she came in.
She was so heartbroken that she couldn't be here. And she was like, when she was telling us that when she first saw you, she was
I
like,
I liked her dress. I saw her walk by and I was like, that girl has on a really cute dress and looks really cute. That was my adorable thought process. Right?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's like this cute striped dress.
Good work, Isabel.
Isabel, this one's for you.
Really cute.
Ladies, we have to get into our game, I feel.
I think so too.
Well, first, let's just give them a very quick update. So we hit 600,000. Yay. Thank you. And yesterday, Gwyneth Paltrow followed us.
Guys.
That's
girls. Big.
Right? Big. Oh my God.
Girls, congrats.
Thank you.
So that
wow.
Was
so excited.
Mrs. Goop.
I know.
Mrs. Goop followed you.
We're going to the Hamptons.
I think Cindy Crawford's next, if she hasn't already.
Okay. I think so too.
Fingers crossed. Okay, so last week, what Julie and I did was we compared celebrities to water bottle brands, right? So, for example, we did Meryl Streep to Voss, being the picture of class and elegance. We had a couple of others.
Okay.
This week, we thought it would be fun to compare just six, so two each, of housewives to candies.
Okay.
So I can go first, then Julie can go.
Okay.
And you kind of give your pick.
Yeah. I like it, guys. I like it.
So when I originally thought of this, I thought Lisa Vanderpump to Ferrero Rocher chocolate. Just because when I think Ferrero Rocher, I think wealth. Like, that's to me the picture of no one's going trick-or-treating and getting Ferrero Rocher in their bag. You know what I mean? So it's not a Twix bar. It's a totally different kind of thing. Also, there's a lot of layers. And I just think that they think, like, Ferrero Rocher knows that they're hot shit type of thing. And to me, that is, I don't know, exactly.
Okay.
At least
I like it.
I felt like you were brewing over there.
I'm not settled with it.
It's okay.
I'm taking it all in.
Okay.
Okay. I like your lay of the land of it.
Thank you.
Some of it.
Julie, would you like
my pick? Is Bethany Frankel, and I'm going to compare her to a jawbreaker. She is rock hard.
That's good.
That woman is rock hard. Yeah. She will break your jaw, but if you let it last and you're in for the ride, it's worth it in the end. You know what I mean?
You wait
it out.
I like it. I think that fits. I do. I agree with that.
Do you have one?
Oh, gosh. I'm on the spot.
I know. We really put you on the spot. You don't have to.
You might have to help me because I'm not. Let's see.
Well, do we want to do Beverly Hills?
Let's do Beverly Hills and let's come up with somebody. Okay. Or let's do, like, what's on right now? OC's on.
Right. We have, like, the Vickies, the Tamaras. We could do Ramona. We could do Luann. Oh, God. There's Kyle so many Richards. Options.
It's tough.
There's a lot.
I would love to hear your Kyle Richards comparison to a candy, if you can do that.
Kyle to a candy. A taffy came up.
Ooh.
So I want to figure out why taffy? Kyle Richards to taffy. I feel like there's a push and a pull with Kyle. And then all of a sudden, if the taffy got stuck in her teeth, she'd panic.
Right.
And she'd have a panic attack. And like, she's so complicated. It's not working really, but.
No, I totally get what you mean. I'm very on your page. I'm like nodding. Yeah.
It's like, it's pretty. There's something yummy about it, but once
also
you bite,
she pulls. There's no crack there. You know what I mean?
That's true. No crack, but when you eat it, it gets stuck in your teeth, and all of a sudden, it's a whole nother story.
Right?
Yes,
Does that make sense?
Totally. And also, you know what my mind just went to? Taffy comes in a lot of rainbow colors similar to her Birkin collection.
Exactly. That new pink one is like a big piece of taffy.
We can't, I'm going to start sweating. Right? Can't talk
with. So taffy does work for Kyle.
Definitely.
But this is a hard one.
It's a hard
actually,
game.
This is a hard game, guys. Not easy.
I know.
Harder than the Andy Cohen Watch What Happens Live games.
Well, we thought that you could do it.
Ooh.
And you did.
Well,
you
someone's going to take it out of context. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be like in a big fight with Kyle. I love Kyle. There's nothing negative about my taffy comment to Kyle, just FYI. Yes. So if you print
it. We love taffy.
If you print it, you're all full of shit and I'm going to call you out. So
but
there
if you
go.
Do print it, please mention that it was said on the Comments by Celeb podcast.
That's right. Because right now, I'm all good with Kyle. So don't start anything.
Right.
All right?
We love you, Kyle.
Yes. We love you,
and
Kyle.
We love the Birkins.
We love those. That new Birkin, I want to see it in person.
You know what?
It's new.
You and me
she
both.
Hasn't mentioned that it's new, but she's showing it like it's new.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Right?
Well, she said it was custom colors.
If you
want to
send
asked.
Us some of the old ones.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's fine.
They were gone. They were stolen.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Right.
That's a sore subject.
It is a sore subject.
I forgot. Oh, my stolen. God. My heart just broke.
Gone. Horrible. So she must have designed that and made it herself.
And
yes.
You know what? Yeah. That she deserves it even
she
more
does.
Now.
She deserves it.
That
totally.
Was really tough. That's a violation, boy.
Yeah.
I know.
So anyway, get more bags, Kyle.
Yeah, you got.
We support
you can
that.
Never have too many.
Get as many Birkins as you want, girl.
Yeah, don't start anything, people, because we are fine.
No,
we're all fine. Don't start anything. I get in trouble every time I do a podcast. Swear to God, and I only would do yours right now because I'm not on air. I normally don't like to do podcasts because every time I do one, there's going to be a headline tomorrow. And we should figure out what's my headline. It's either going to be Lindsay in Paris. It's going to be Kyle and Lisa. Lisa called her Taffy. Let's make something. I don't think I've said anything bad.
You
no, not at
don't
all.
Worry.
The only one I can honestly see is Lisa Rinna claims that she's on Paris Hilton's side. And you know,
exactly.
But that's true.
And listen, Lindsay's in Mykonos. She's never even going to see it anyway.
Okay. Well,
she'll talk about it on the reality show.
Someone's going to do something because I always get into trouble.
Listen.
We
support you.
It's free press, whatever, you know.
Right.
It makes me relevant.
And the news cycle one day out the next.
Right? Who cares? Right. Whatever.
Oh, I don't want you to leave us. Can we ask you one?
It's fun, right?
It is so
fun. Much fun.
I can stay here forever. Yeah.
I know. Ask me one.
Can we just ask you, this is the question that we got the most.
I'm like, you can ask me a couple questions.
Okay. Okay, thank God.
I mean, I have to make the headlines tomorrow,
oh
so
my
let's
God.
Go.
Let's throw the pot a little while we're at it.
Come on.
So should we? Okay.
Ask it.
Okay. A lot of people.
Do it. What do people want to know?
People really
number one, two, and three.
Okay. Number one is people want to know your thoughts on the Denise Richards coming to Beverly Hills.
Well, I'm excited by the rumor. I can neither confirm nor deny, but I am excited about the rumor of it.
Okay.
That's all we needed.
That's all we needed. Okay. Also, not that this is juicy, but people really want to know. I'm not kidding. We probably got, am I exaggerating when I say 200? I don't think
so. I don't think so. I think that's fair.
People need to know about your relationship with Gary Jannetty, how it started, and.
Honestly, if we're talking,
all
I would
right,
say 500 over time. But
okay.
Like every day we get one. It's crazy.
All right. I know Brad. I've known Brad for years, you know, because I know everybody.
You know everybody.
But I didn't know Gary. I don't know Gary at this point. So. I'm on Instagram like everybody else, and I start to see that he's posting things about my royals that are, you know, not royal.
Right.
It's like a little bit
cheeky.
A little bit cheeky, crosses the line to like, oh my God. And so I don't know. One day I was just scrolling through, and all I could think of was going, Gary. Like seeing it and going, Gary. And so that is how it happened. And so now it's really what inflection is my Gary? Is it a capital? Is there an exclamation?
Sometimes it's Gary, Gary, Gary.
Sometimes it's just no capital and no period.
Oh, I've seen that.
So it depends on how the photo has affected me as to what Gary I use. But I guess it just came out of like my mom saying to me, Lisa Rinna or Lisa, you know,
right.
It's that moment of Gary. So there you have it from
there
the
we have it.
Horse's mouth.
And you guys can't see this, but we were thinking, what should we get Lisa's little thank
oh
you
my
gift?
God. This is the perfect time to do it.
Oh,
we
got
a gift.
Oh my gosh.
Well, first of all, the bag is filled with hot tamales. Because
oh, that was our candy comparison.
For you, we think fiery in every sense of the word.
I love hot tamales, by the way.
Oh,
my
really?
Favorite candy.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no way.
I swear to God.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
I'm telling you. Anyway.
The universe.
Like I said, the universe.
Perfect.
So we were thinking, what could we possibly get Lisa? And we figured this iconic Gary comment needed some form of wearable acknowledgement.
So, oh my goodness.
We got, you're going to love this.
I can't even imagine. Shut the fuck up! Wait a second. Hold on.
You guys can't see it, but
are
we got Lisa. The most incredible
you
hat
guys.
That says Gary on it.
He's gonna howl.
I know.
He's not gonna believe this, you guys.
Oh my God, we had to.
We love
to.
You.
We
love had
you.
To.
Well, now we have to get him one that says Lisa probably at yes. some point. But no, this
when he comes
is,
on, that's what we'll get him.
Totally. You got a picture of this, right? God, this is good.
Amazing.
Girls.
It's a good parting gift, right?
Come on. You're smart. You are smart cookies. My hat says Gary, if you can't
We're
going
to get a picture for
with
you
a period. That
with
was
a
the
period.
We're using today.
Gary.
We felt like that was the most classic Gary.
The classic Gary is the capital G with a period.
And
right.
I have to say, that hat looks so good on
it
you.
Works.
You
guys,
wear it well.
I love a hat. I love a baseball hat. This
Amazing.
Is everything.
Oh, we're so happy.
Girls.
Thank you so much.
This
we had
has
the
been
best
so
time.
Fun. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Good luck to you. You don't need much luck. Just remember me. Remember us little people on your
we
way.
Love you.
We
you
love
know.
You. We love you. And we hope to see you soon.
Yes,
soon.
Definitely. Yes. Bye, girls.
Okay, hope you guys enjoy.
Bye.
Let's talk about baby making for a second, because it's really not as simple as it's made out to be. Meaning, there's just factually a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And kind of, you know, for many of us, we spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, that when you do want to conceive, there's almost a lack of understanding and resources, which is why I want to introduce you to Frida Fertility. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid. And basically what Frida is doing is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. And their products are innovative, easy to use, accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. They're kind of revolutionizing the conception aid game with the at-home insemination kit, which is almost, you can think of it as like a modern effective solution to the turkey baster. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.